السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. المفتي صاحب, I want to know when you dream about graveyards and Qabristan all the time, Mufti Saab, what's the meaning of this dream?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When people dream, then normally it's of three types. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, number one, it is Bisharat and Bushra. You see the Kaaba Musharrafa, Baytullah, you see Masjid Nabawi, you see Aqsa al-Mubarak. It means, inshallah, very soon or sometime you will go to the holy lands and perform Umrah, go for Ziyarat to Medina Munawwara, Aqsa, Palestine. So that is Bisharat, glad tidings, good news. Sometime it is Tahdithun Nafs, what is playing on your mind all the time. You ask the youngster, he's interested in a certain lady, she's interested in a certain person. So day and night they will see them, you see. They'll dream daytime also and nighttime also. So that is their subconscious mind. So that is what's happening with you. You are thinking a lot of death and so forth. So therefore in your dream also you see graveyards, you see this, you see that. So one way is a good sign also. And the third one is Takhwifu Shaitan. All these nightmares we get, that we see people coming to attack us and so forth and so on. So remember that is from Shaitan. Shaitan is a terrorist, Takhwifu Shaitan. So these are the three types of dreams Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about. You, my brother, sister, dreaming about graveyards, remember the following. Quran Kareem states, Kullu nafsin zaikatul maut, every living being shall taste death. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, he Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Akthiru zikr that remember abundantly that death. Why? It is the destroyer of all pleasures. We eat such wonderful food and drink and water and so forth and juice, and we're sleeping and driving our smart cars and our business is flourishing. Suddenly death comes, end of the story. So you must make shukr that Allah is giving you that. And always read chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse number 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Oh beloved Allah, let me pass away with true Iman and Islam and unite me with the pious people. Seeing we in Ramadan, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Asdaqur ru'ya bil ashar. The dreams that are normally true are those dreams that you see sahri time, suhoor time, like nowadays 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. So those are the dreams that are true, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, Ramadan already 18 days and I'm still feeling low, unable to push myself like I do any other time. I don't want to be a miser regarding Ramadan. Please give me some advice.
Remember that besides your 5 daily salat, you're a male, you must read your salat in the masjid with jama'at. Female, read your salat at home in the oval time. Do not procrastinate and delay. Second one, in your leisure time, the best thing to do is tilawat of Quran. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 185. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. The month of Ramadan is connected to Quran. Fasting is a duty. Tilawat and recitation of the Quran is the beauty of Ramadan. How much Quran have you read? So that is what we should do. I told my wife yesterday, she's beating me, you know. She's not Hafiza, but I'm Hafiz, because we read one juice 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, like that. So we get stuck. So they're beating us in that sense. You must remember that. So what we must have, a little bit competition also, you see. So وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. Quran Kareem speaks about. Then you want real inner satisfaction, brother, sister. Then every day give out certain amount. Zakat we have to give out. Give out lillah fillah, for the love of Allah. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. take your food, take your cash, take whatever you want that's in good condition, and go and feed. Who must you feed? Go feed the miskeen, the poor, Muslim, non-Muslim. This is voluntary charity. Wayatima and the orphans. Who is there for them? Therefore, we want to mobilize and organize our people in UK, in Malaysia, in South Africa, or anywhere else. Come on, move it up and go to Aqsa. Don't worry of these swines and the shaitans, the jutlas. Remember, we must show our solidarity with the Palestinians, that we cannot forget our first Qibla. We must be part of the liberation of Palestine. And that is how we do that, by going there. I can't go there for life. So Jutla say I'm a danger to them haramis. But my voice reaches there, alhamdulillah. So وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. And those in prison and captive. I'm not speaking about you give your neighbor samosas and they give you bhajiyas and that. No. Go you to those people you don't know. And then do it solely, only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah. Swada. Qaf, Swad, Dal, Qaf. We all claim, I love Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. I love Mustafa, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I love Islam. That is love service. The deed and the creed has to correspond. Then you are the truthful lover. So Quran Kareem teaches us, chapter 76, Surah Dahar, and verse number 8. So do that every day, and your low will turn into a high, inshallah, my brother. Tell me before you eat what happened.
Mufti Sahab, during fasting, can we apply ointment, balms, and sprays for body aches?
For your body, you apply it, no problem. Remember, your knees are paining, your arms are paining, your back is paining, your chest is paining. You take olive oil, and Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah encouraged us to use olive oil. Kulus Zayt, eat the olives. So now Ramadan time, eat it suhoor time, sehri time, eat it after Maghrib, after Isha at night. What dahinu bihi, and apply the olive oil. Remember that. That is what the Jutkas cannot understand. They are territory, no olive trees, and Muslim side olive trees, so they steal. They steal everything. Therefore, we have no empathy for them. Jutla, the biggest haramis and terrorists, remember that. The Jews and the Zionists. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. So remember what dahinu bihi. Why? For innahu min shajaratin mubaraka. It comes from a blessed tree. Allah speaks of it. Wa tini wa zaytun. Allah took the qasam and oath. Remember of the figs and the olives. Inna Allah aqsama ala kulli dhi sha'anin. I can still vividly remember our Honorable Ustad, our Sheikh, Muhammad Ali Sabuni, used to kiss his hand, kiss his forehead, and used to teach us daily when we were there in Makkah. Inna Allah aqsama ala kulli dhi shan. Allah Jalla wala takes an oath on only that which is very significant and important. So therefore, Ummah, use olive oil, excellent, but not through the mouth, not through the nose, not through the back passage and all that, remember? Then your fast will break. So at night time and so forth, if you want to use it through the mouth and that. But other time, daytime, on your body, your chest, your back, your legs and feet and hands, all that permissible, no problems.
Mufti Sahab, which is the shortest verse in the Quran?
So remember that the longest verse in the noble Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha tadayantum bidainin. You know it is to do with business. Therefore, Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani, who is a student of Imam Malik rahimahullah, the student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, the teacher of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, they asked him, وَلِمَاذَا مَا صَنَّفْتَ فِي الزُّهُدِ. How come you didn't write something regarding tasawwuf, tazkiya? He said, go read my books. They said, where? He said, go read, remember the Kitabul Buyu. Today we are in the Khanka, we in the Tabligh Jamaat, we in the Darulum, we are here and there. But our business dealings rotten to the core, majority of us. Who's not involved in riba today? Riba is the biggest fraud, you must remember that. So Almighty Allah, therefore Imam Muhammad says, Rahimahullah, Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani is buried there in Ray, there in Iran, the Harami Shias. They destroyed his Qabr Mubarak, everything. Naam nishan nahi. So the longest verse in the Noble Quran, Surah Baqarah, Surah 2, and verse number 282. The shortest verse, Surah 20, verse 1, Taha. So that's the shortest verse. And remember, go study Ulum al-Quran and the sciences discipline connected to. That's a Maulvi's question or a student's question. You wanted to catch me out, you know. So don't do that, you understood? That is hasad when you do these type of things. Ji.
Mufti Sahab, what's the fatwa regarding if you are in haze, but onshore of the discharge will still happen during the course of the day? Can you make sehri like a normal intention for fasting and have ghusl for haid zuhr time instead of fajr time and make qaza of fajr salah zuhr time?
Totally haram that is. Let me just crystallize and rephrase the question. This lady, in her mind, in her heart, she knows that last night, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, that her menses stopped. That's in her mind. But she's not 100% sure, but she's 80-90% sure. So she says, no, I will not take the first ghusl that my haiz and menses ended at fajr time. I will do so zuhr time. It's haram that to do that. You must remember, you know there's no bleeding. You know what your habit is. And now you're going to miss your fajr salat and delay the ghusl for 6-8 hours. Totally haram that is. So you know that maghrib time you are not bleeding. Isha time you are not bleeding. So now you must remember that fajr time you must take a bath and so forth, and that you make intention of fasting, and suhoor time when you wake up, that's intention already, and you take a bath before fajr time, and thereafter you read your fajr on time. That is mandatory, compulsory upon you to procrastinate and delay it and so forth to zuhur time. Absolutely haram and not permissible.
Can a non-Baligh boy give azan?
100%, you must remember, who were the muazzin in the time of Mustafa? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Madinah Munawwara was Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi. Muazzinu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa waziru malihi. The muazzin of the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his minister of finance. And second muazzin, Abasa wa tawalla anja'ul a'ma. Surah chapter 80, verses 1, 2 and 3. Were revealed for him. The blind muazzin, Abdullah bin Ummi Maktoum, Allah's kudrat, kudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of the mercy of Allah, both muazzin of the Master alayhi salam in Medina Munawwara Masjid Nabawi, both of them buried in Babu Saghir in Dimashq, in Syria. I've been to their grave Mubarak 4-5 times, Alhamdulillah. So remember, both are buried there, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anh, and the blind muazzin, Abdullah bin Umm Maktoum. Who was the muazzin in Makkah? Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sahaba. They were on a journey. They were going or coming, returning, whatever the case. The salat time, Nabi alayhi salatu salam said to the sahaba, whoever were there, azin, give azan. So now they gave azan. You know the habit of children. When they hear something, they want to mimic it. They want to imitate it. So then they heard another voice, an echo coming. So the Master alayhi salam sent sahaba and go there, call those people who are imitating and mimicking the azan and so forth. So they went. You know, children, when they get caught, then they will all point to the guy. They are, who goes giving? They all pointed to him, Abu Mahzura, radiallahu anhu arda. So they brought him. And now his whole crew came. He's the chief, you see. You were giving azan. G. Right. Very good. Now repeat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The Master alayhi salam is teaching him properly the words he must repeat. Then everywhere he's giving azan. Now listen, O Ummah. O Ummat al-Tawheed. O Ummah of Iman. Master Habibuna Rasulullah Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please. Yadihi al-Sharifa. his Mubarak hand on the head of Abu Mahzura. He's still not Muslim at that time. And now the Master placed his Mubarak honorable hand on his head, Abu Mahzura, a young boy. And then Abu Mahzura embraces Islam. He learns the Adhan, and then he doesn't touch that hair again. What I mean doesn't touch? He doesn't shave it, he doesn't cut it. How can I cut that hair which the Yadihi al-Sharifa, the Mubarak hand of the Master alayhi salam touch? Ishqun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today me and you, we say we love Nabi alayhi salam, but we frown upon the sunnah of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many of us will use the miswak publicly? We feel shy. How many of us will shave our hair? The men, when you go for umrah, no, people, what they will say. Tell people go to hell. What we have to worry about them? So remember, for us, the Master alayhi salam is our uswa-e hasana, the best role model. That is what Islam is teaching us. So Abu Mahzura, young boy, go, you become the muazzin there in Makkah Mukarrama, and he becomes a muazzin. So therefore, if a sabi, a boy who's 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, obviously he's not baligh. The earliest the boy becomes baligh, mature, is 12. And he was not even that, he was 9, 10 years old, for example, and he becomes a muazzin of Masjidul Haram, the greatest masjid and mosque in the world. And remember that that is Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam shafaqa, and his noble character, that so much compassion, kindness for them, and warn them over like that. You must remember. So if he, the youngster, knows how to give adhan properly, so then there's no problem with that.
Mufti Sahab, I know of a person who is in need of some clothing. Can I buy clothes for her with my zakat money?
If you are sure that she, Fatima, Zainab, Aisha, Jamila, that she's a Muslimah and she's down and out, she doesn't possess gold, she doesn't possess money, and she's really struggling and so forth, then buy her, mashallah, smart burqas and dust and what have you. You women know all your stories. And buy her some nice eat clothes and so forth. And tell her, you make intention of zakat. Tell her, my sister, my daughter, this is a gift for you, eat present for you, you see. So that is how you must give it to her. So she will not feel compromised as well. She will feel honored. Tahaddu, tahabu. When you give gifts to one another, it generates mutual love. Hadith in Bayhaqi. So you make intention of zakat, but tell her it's a gift. So that is what you should do. Very good. Do that, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, after Umrah, if one has very little hair due to him doing Umrah 2 days ago, how should one cut his hair? If he just passes a shaver over the one part of his head, will he be able to come out of Ihram?
You see, that's exactly that. I don't know which questions Maulana is going to ask, you know. So that we call Imrarul Mus. Your name is Musa. And that shaver, razor is called Moose, you must remember. If you're there in Makkah and you go to the barber, tell him Moose. You understand? So he'll know what you're talking about. So remember, you went yesterday for Umrah, and then day before yesterday you went. So obviously 24, 48 hours, very little hair grew. So you don't even have to go to the barber. Once you are finished with everything, you perform tawaf, you read your 2 rakat salat, you made your sa'i between Safa and Marwa, nothing left besides shaving the hair. So you just take your ordinary shaver. You know that you use your ordinary shaver. You don't have to go barber and give 20, 30, 50 riyals. You just take it over your head right through. And then you just do that. You call that Imrarul Mus, and you are out of Ihram. But what you are suggesting is not right. You're suggesting you just do it one side. For what you do one side? That's not right. So you must do Imrarul Mus over the whole head. So whole head, you must remember that. You can't just do on the right side and leave the left side. So that will come now under Qaza. Qaza means you shave one side, you cut one side and leave the other side. So that is prohibited. So you must do, you know, in Ibn Majah, it's an ajib hadith. There's Ibn Majah. Therefore, Allah reward my young brother. Mohan Ahmad Dokrat is leaving for Umrah today. His mother and them left yesterday. His brother and them. Allah accept them. So anyway, so he told me, let's do Ibn Majah. I said, excellent. So every day we send out, you see. So mashallah, one hadith and so forth. So mashallah, we started in 2015 December. Make dua Allah, accept us for Quran Sharif, for the Sunnah Mubarakah and Al-Fiqhul Islami. These are the main disciplines and sciences and branches of knowledge of Islam. So till our death, you must remember. In Ibn Majah it comes, Rahimallah al-Muhalliqeen, 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 then wal-Muqassirin, the men who shaved their hair, Allah's mercy is on you thrice. Those who just throw it little bird because that, so then for them is one time. And why they didn't shave their hair? Go see Ibn Majah. Their pride, their arrogance became the impediment and the obstacle. So that's what you are doing, brother. No, I'll just shave one side. It's shaitani at that. You take your shaver or go to the barber and tell him he must do right through all parts of your head. So then you'll be out of the haram, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, just wanted to know, what dua can one read in order to gain respect when family members tend to look down upon you?
Why are you looking for respect by people? When you look for respect by people, Allah will disgrace you. Go ask MBS, the harami, murtad, shaitan. So he wanted respect by people. You must remember that I will become the king of Saudi Arabia. But he can't even travel to America. He worships Trump. He can't even travel to Britain and that. The tabloids and the media will finish him up. What you did to Jamal Khashoggi, what you did to the people of Yemen in 2015, what you doing to the ulama and the pious people who are in jail, so much so Imam of the Haram, Sheikh Salih Ali Talib, 10 years. So you see, once Quran, once Allah disgraces a person, chapter 25, Surah Hajj, and verse 18, وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهِ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. So, Ya Allah, you said, whosoever Allah Jalla Wala disgraces, there's none to give him honor. Be honest, there's Donald Trump, the donkey, you understand, in the White House. Can you look up to him? I call him a donkey. So Hazrat Mawlana A.S. Desai wrote right. He said, is a clown, you must remember that. So the biggest fool and idiot and criminal entering the White House, but people, you must remember, they voted for him. So because people are corrupted themselves, so izzat, honor comes from Allah. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah gives honor to whoever he wishes. Allah disgraces whoever he wishes. I give you a dua, you understand? Read it now with me. اللهم اجعلني في عيني صغيرا. Ya Allah Jalla Wala, in my own eyes, make me very, very small, because I know all the vices, all the sins, all the crimes I committed from the time I became baligh and mature till now. اللهم اجعلني في عيني صغيرا, make me very small. وفي أعين الناس كبيرا, and in the eyes of the people, make me big shot. You see that? So that is the dua you must read. But don't ask people. You must ask Allah. And you try and please Allah. Once we start pleasing people, Allah will disgrace you in front of the people. Quick hadith. Musnad Ahmad. How many of our youngsters today, men, they get married to the lady just because she's a very, very famous family. She's a billionaire, and her father, family, are rich, rich people. So the intention and motive is just the mal or the jamal, you see, the wealth and the beauty. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when that is your intention, you're marrying that lady just for her wealth, fa innama azallahu Allah, Allah will disgrace you in this world. And that is mentioned in Mustad Ahmad. Hamdi, my own family, I saw. They marry just for that. And then what they do? That biwi ka ghulam. Wife says, stand, he stand. Wife says, sit, sit. Wife take out the eyes, he who breaks. You understand? So there. Now, my mother used to tell me, you know, when we think of them, we cry even now. She say, he chokri sari ai. This girl, he is very nice for you. I said, ummi. And she said, hat ke naro, just look at the hand, ketri churi in. How many bangles she got in the hand there? You understood? I'm a Maulvi Saab, one Bengal will finish all my wages up. I don't want them. I'll get married to a poor little girl, you see. I don't want this lady to come sit on my head and become my dictator. So that is what we must do. Then Allah will bless us. But we will break the Sharia and don't worry about the deen and just get married where there's money, 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 and then you get disgrace forever. That is what happens. Allah protect us all.
Sahab, I think the time is up, but let's take this question. Mufti Sahab, is it permissible to give ghusl to a deceased person? The place is a building on an illegal property. People did not take permission from the government. Need clarification.
Remember that question, I think, came from overseas because I also received it anyway. So you must remember the example I gave. Somebody steals a knife and slaughters the chicken or goat or sheep. What will you say? There are two separate issues here. One is stealing the knife, that is haram. But the animal, you slaughtered it in the prescribed manner, everything. So the animal will be halal. So you, there in Canada, America, Hong Kong, wherever you are, that you gave ghusl to the deceased in a building that doesn't belong to the Muslims, it belongs to the government without permission. So the ghusl is valid. So you go and read the Salatul Janaza after the ghusl and kafan and the shrouding, and then perform the funeral prayer and bury the person. So all that is valid. But for using people's premises without their permission, that is wrong. For that, you must go and apologize and tell them we did wrong and we apologize for that. So that is what Islam will teach. Jazakallahu khairan. Barakallahu fiqh. Now it's going for the news. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum.